Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Part of the appeal of mountain biking is the untamed terrain. However, the rocky trails can be a little rough on your bike.
For a beginner, the main things to worry about are, do you know how to change a flat? Because if you ride 10 miles in and you've got to come 10 miles back out, you want to have that tire. It's going to be a very long walk.
Dan Oko, author of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Guide, Bike Texas, says there are three basic tools that mountain bikers want to pack when heading out for a ride, starting with an Allen wrench.
They have tire levers, which are designed to go underneath the tire so that you can get that inner tube out if you happen to puncture it. I would say those are the two, and then the third thing is to have a chain device in case you break your chain.
Oko encourages riders to take it a step further than just packing those basic tools.
You should learn to use the tools before you have a problem on the trail, because trying to figure it out on the trail is going to be really difficult. I was up in Cedar Hill State Park outside of Dallas a couple of years ago. Me and a couple of guys rode up the trail, and about 2 minutes later, they came back out, and one of the guys had broken his chain. They didn't have a chain tool. I did. When I handed the chain tool to the fella, he didn't know what to do with it. I ended up fixing his chain.
Oko says local bike shops are usually willing to teach riders how to make repairs. For more information on bike trails, go to passporttotexas.org. That's our show with research and riding help from Kate Lipinski. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.